be moved forward. That's when we got the hairs up in the back of our head wondering, why is that? Why? Because we are the end of the train. That because everyone else got everything that they needed done, and there's been changes in contracts, there's been change orders, et cetera, and all approved. Everything went smoothly, and now it comes to Culver City, and because the budget seems to be running out, Culver City is affected. Santa Monica should have the same concerns. What happens in phase two when the same thing happens? Everyone's change orders and all the legal stuff gets taken care of, and then the train goes into Santa Monica, and you tell Santa Monica, well, you know, we don't have money to fix your station the way we promised. That just doesn't seem fair. We're willing to pay. Culver City is willing to put it in escrow.
But you haven't. And you haven't paid. You're willing to pay, you're willing to put it in escrow, but you haven't. So it falls on...
Can we finish the MOU?
You know, the $4 million, I want to come back to something you just said. The $4 million that is owed to us for the Culver City station, correct?
Correct.
When did we make that agreement with Culver City on the Culver City station? When did we agree to move it from phase two to phase one? Single biggest change order on this project was doing that. $54 million change order to move that from phase two to phase one. You want to know who should be upset about that? It's Santa Monica, because it's money that might have gone to Santa Monica. But we agreed to do that. We agreed to do that. When was it?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
April of 2008.
A full year before there ever was federal funding, before there was an ARRA Act. Build America bonds or anything. So you guys agreed to pay us out of your own general fund or your own redevelopment money, whatever it was that you agreed in 2008 to pay us that $4 million. That was the deal. And the $3 million. I mean, the whole thing here is I don't argue with you that you have a gripe. A legitimate gripe if certain things aren't done as you believe they were promised. But to hold back what you owe us because of that, you didn't say at the time this is all conditioned on, you know, planting sequoia trees and you know, having beautiful terracotta tile or whatever. We agreed to build the station in phase one. You agreed to pay $4 million. It wasn't $4 million if you do a bunch of other things, if you maintain the bike path, if you do this other thing, if you do this thing. It was a quid pro quo. $4 million, we put up $50 million, the state puts up $50 million, you put up $4 million, we build the station in phase one. Is that a fair assessment of what it was? And now, it's as though you held back all this money, as leverage, for this moment. That's not the way it's just the two are not. Made a commitment, you live up to your commitment. We made a commitment too that we would move the station into phase one. We did it. So we lived up to our end of the bargain. You got to live up to your end of the bargain. You guys asked us to, what was the $3 million for?
Put the columns.
Columns in. We were asked by Culver City to do that.
For the transit-oriented development.
Yeah, and we did it, in exchange for which we were supposed to be compensated for. We lived up to our end of the bargain. You didn't, or you haven't, to this point.
We did tie it, with respect, we did tie it to the MOU. We have not understood why the MOU hasn't been completed.
So what did you think we were going to do, that we were going to pay this project, which has been financially stressed from day one, that we were just going to spend $3 million of the Expo Authority's money to put in columns that you requested without expecting that we were going to get reimbursed for it? But did you honestly believe that? Did any of your engineers or your city manager believe that that's what we were going to do? I just don't understand how you could have even said you, I mean your city, how your city could have. That's not good faith. Even
it was accepted language at the time.
All right. I think you get the sense of, there's another side to the story, and it's not reflected in this really busy letter.
Yes, Rick, I thought
thought you mentioned to us the MOU has been resolved. Has it been resolved?
Well, there's an MOU, and I think what we're talking about is interpretation of language. Our attorneys interpret the language of the MOU is that we were supposed to be paid as we commenced the construction and put the columns in the ground. Their interpretation is it was pending some follow-on agreements sometime that have now taken.
But the interpretation is different than, as was stated earlier, is there an MOU in place?
Yes, there is an MOU.
MOU in place. There's an interpretation of the official document.
Right.
My concerns are this, these two issues is that we've taken just totally unnecessary abuse about that station, particularly in the 8th, 9th, and 10th. People have accused us of selling out because Culver City got what they wanted. They got $53 million, and we didn't get a grade crossing at Westwood, and we didn't get a grade crossing at Crenshaw, and if we had just held our ground, this would have been resolved. We tried to explain we really saved money by moving it to phase one and not building two stations. And so that money, and I remember when we went through that, that council resolution or vote specifically said they were going to come up to the challenge of coming up with $4 million to get $50-plus million. So that was all that money was for. And that we received. The other issue of being asked construct something, and you do it, and then the payment is based on a subsequent interpretation of when the payment should be coming forward. And I think it's inappropriate because the work's been done, and it only benefits one city. So, again, I think the $7 million, and in fact, we had a similar incident, if you may remember, where we got a commitment at one of our favorite universities about putting a station next to Galen. But because we didn't agree to go underground on Expo, they withdrew the money. And so, you know, it was those type of things that we were sensitive to that in the sense of people making those commitments and not following through on them. And I think these are very, very clear. There were no misunderstandings, at least from our vote in the board, what we could expect. I think today to say we can, you know, kind of chisel the words and say we now have an interpretation issue, no matter how you interpret it, we did the work on $3 million as a favor, and we're supposed to be repaid, not contingent on anything except the work being done. The $4 million was clear that it had to do with the matching funds for the $50-plus million. Now, we can debate later what may have to be value engineered and all that other stuff. It's nothing to do with those two issues. And I think it may be a misrepresentation to believe every district got everything they want. You've heard enough from us about what we think we needed, and we followed the rules. We said grade separation, the rules were in place, and if you find money, you get to do that. We didn't find money, so I think we've all lived with disappointment. But the key is that I think those agreements up front are valid agreements.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment?
Well, I'd just like to urge the parties to resolve this, that there's too much at stake to have a confrontation that could further delay the project, that could further drive up costs, and could further threaten the credibility of Phase 2. And given how much we've accomplished and how difficult it's been, that over the next 30 days that these issues be, you know, there just be a conscientious application towards achieving a resolution.
I think we all agree with that. And if any of us could be of any help, call us, but I think you get the sense of the sentiment. So we have a motion to award the contract for the pedestrian plaza, the bare minimum that is required to make it safe, that that we suspend all other work on the Culver City portion of this project. That includes the Washington National Boulevard's improvements, the bike path landscaping, the interim lot, parking lot at Lot B, and the interim improvements to Lot A, suspended. They are not part of this award. Until you come back, until we get $7 million, the $4 million and the $3 million that is owed to satisfactory resolution and all these other issues, which we hope you can bring back to us by the August meeting. Is that clear? All right, is there a second? Objection?